I was very fortunate to receive a Pali name from the Sangha. At first, I was very energized in my practice, but then I saw it's just another identity to work with, particularly on pride and self-view sides. I seldom use my Pali name these days, but yet I realize that I'm neglecting this gift. How do I use my Pali name skillfully in my practice? Sorry, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The nice thing about the Pali names is they usually have a good meaning, in the sense that they're chosen as having some kind of something to aspire to or something to manifest. You never get. I was thinking in Thai culture, especially northeastern Thai. I don't know if they do it in central Thailand, but in northeastern Thailand, if for some reason there's some fear or concern about a child, and I don't know if they do it even this in modern era, but sometimes they'll give the, if there's some sort of concern or there was a difficult birth or some feeling of some problem for the child, then they'll give the child a really awful name. That's like one of the senior monks of in the Ajahn Chah Sangha is sort of Ajahn Ugly Dog. Ajahn Mahasang. So we don't do that in Pali. we give, the names are something to live up to, something to some real wholesome quality, and so that they're helpful reminders to give ourselves an opportunity to step out of our assumed identity and our assumed history, and to put attention on something that is more useful, beneficial, positive. And it's just a tool so that, just because you've got another name doesn't mean you've actually really become another person. It's like a seed that we can plant for ourselves. So to use it skillfully is just kind of reminding ourselves of the theme of embodying a quality or a virtue. My own name, Pasano, is one having faith, one having joy. So it was always something to sort of try to encourage myself with. As Ajahn Kurun Dhammo is one with the dhammas of compassion. Jnaniko is knowledge, is it? Jnaniko, one with knowledge, wisdom. Kastapo is a historical name of one of the great disciples in the time of the Buddha, so that it's like the so we don't the Ajahn Sumedho used to sometimes come up with these outrageous names and threaten people that that's who he's going to name them. pity poopo. Which so you can, it's a tool that one can use and skillfully, having a name to remind ourselves of our possibility.